This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, that's a jam that you've ever heard,
Oh, goodness. That, a bit of Soul Survivor, the Bimbo Jones Radio from Beverly Knight and Chaka Khan.
Loving that track.
I love that one. It's about the time of the night where I'm dancing and I have no idea who's around me at that stage of the evening.
22 minutes to five even on Joy 94.9.
Can't even read the bloody clock,
yeah,
can
I don't
you?
Do time calls on you know, my shows.
No, you don't. Welcome. Come on, yeah, 11 degrees.
I can't read, that's the problem.
No, that is the problem. Yeah. So that's why I'll do the reading now for you.
Okay, right.
Big news has come out of England.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new bridal...
Frog shop, is it?
Well, close. A new fad for brides.
Right.
We've seen the shows. They're trying to get a new wedding dress over the weekend. You know, now that marriage equality is now legal in all states in the US
and Mexico,
the girls will need to wear something. You know, to go for their wedding.
Uganda had their first Pride March this
week.
They did.
Yes, we might talk about rainbows later.
Okay, I know.
But
there's
a brand new fad in the US, and look. Look, the wedding dresses these days cost a lot of money, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000,
$20,000. Yeah.
Silk, you know, organza.
All that.
Beading. Beading, heaps of beading.
Yeah.
The people in the US have found a cheaper way.
Yeah.
To
make a white wedding dress.
Make a white wedding dress. I thought 27Joy949 on air at joy.org.au. What would you like if you had to make the cost of your wedding dress a little bit less? What would you use?
I know this is going back a long time, but Jeannie Little used to make dresses out of garbage bags.
Yes,
right?
She did.
She made some amazing frocks out of garbage bags.
She did, yes. But I wonder what the UK women are using these days. We'll find out after a bit of Paloma Faith. Beauty Remains.
You're scaring me.
You're enjoying. But I was talking about, before we're Pamploma Faith, about trying to keep the cost down with the wedding dresses, Dean. Now, I know you want a nice dress when you go out.
I love a good frock. Don't get me wrong.
You do.
But this is a really shitty idea.
Funny you should mention that, because brides in the US and the UK have been using toilet paper to create their wedding dresses.
Jeez, yes. You wouldn't want it to rain. And in the UK, chances are...
Apparently, there's
Don't tell me there's waterproof toilet paper, because that's ridiculous.
No, a bridal dress maker made a dress, okay?
Yeah.
It cost, this one that she made, cost £4,500, okay?
Right.
An ivory, silk satin, strapless, tulle bodice, the whole lot,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
She made it using 54 rolls of... toilet paper.
From a certain company.
Which cost her £18.
Well, I still think it's a shitty idea. And frankly, it's a bloody ugly dress to begin with. I mean, really.
Look, they can't even notice a difference.
No, it is hard to notice the difference. But, you know, we're looking at low-res images on the interwebs. And,
yeah, but still.
Yeah.
They ruffled and everything. Made ruffles.
The dressmaker's got pink hair. Can you take her seriously, really?
Yes, I can. Well, that's exactly why. And, yes, the hoop under the skirt is made from wet PVA-coated toilet paper, which hardens into a paper mache-like shell. So everything stays.
She's thought of
up.
It all, hasn't she?
I reckon there's a market there.
But there's got to be a bodice underneath, because otherwise, if you move sideways, you'd rip the whole thing apart.
Well, that's what the PVA does. That PVA is very strong. PVA is very, very strong, papier-mâché-like.
Mm.
Would I wear some clothing made of...
But I don't know whether toilet paper would hold your boobs up.
It surely would, shouldn't it? Like, you would think that the PVA, like, it would do something there.
0427JOY949, let us know if toilet paper could hold your boobs up.
And if you've tried before, if you've tried to use toilet paper to hold your boobs up.
Let's find out about it.
That way we know if it works or not.
You're in the back seat. Dean and Tricky Mickey with you.
All cried out in the backseat on Joy 94.9. That's how you'd be feeling if you had a toilet paper dress, Dean. I think that's how it works, isn't it? Something like that.
Dean Beck and Tricky Mickey with you. Joe has sent through a message on 0427JOY949.
What was that?
Joe reckons it's the perfect idea to make a dress for a wedding out of toilet paper, because at least 50% of marriages go down the toilet anyway.
Exactly right. Mm. So that's perfect. Mm. And
absolutely flush.
You can wipe it all up afterwards.
Wipe away your tears.
Exactly.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.